high school can be tough. I don't think I've ever been so stressed and anxious as I was in year 12. It's exciting but daunting having your whole life ahead of you. So for a perspective on this from someone going through it, I'm joined by Murray Bridges' Cheska Nicario. Hi, Cheska.
Hi, Jenny. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for joining us. Now, last time we spoke, you received an award as Young Citizen of the Year for the Rural City. It's been a big few months for you since then, I imagine, in your last year of school.
Yeah, it has been. It's been very busy, definitely trying to juggle both studies, and then I'm not too sure what I want to do yet with my future, so I'm really trying like a bunch of different things just to see what it takes me and just my different journey. So it's been quite busy just juggling those two things, and of course I want to spend as much time with my friends before I leave as well, so it's just been a little bit of a whirlwind.
I bet, yeah. And when you say when you leave, is that kind of an inevitability when you're in a place like Murray Bridge, you feel like you need to explore and do something, go to uni, do something different?
Yeah, definitely. I'm thinking more going to the city and stuff because my career-wise thing is in fashion or like in business or in radio, for example. I don't think there's as much opportunities, especially as a young person, in a place like Murray Bridge. So I do feel like it's a little bit inevitable just to be going to the city.
Do you feel that there's a lot of pressure to figure out what you want to do for the rest of your life right now?
Definitely. I feel like if you go into school right now and you tell the career counsellor, I'm still not sure what I want to do, I feel like they start panicking a little bit.
No.
I do, because they're kind of thinking like, what are you going to do with your subjects? Will it go down to your motivation? Are you going to work as hard in school? Are your grades going to fail? All these kinds of things kind of whirl into their brain. When for me, as a student, I feel pressure from them because I feel like a year is just a really, really short time to figure out what you want to do for the rest of your life. Oh, my God.
Hey, I can assure you, I feel like there's too much panic on their part.
Yeah.
You do have your whole life ahead of you, and, you know, you might end up, you could do something you don't like, you could do something you do like, and then move on to something else. And all of that experience adds to your wheelhouse of expertise. And
definitely.
Yeah, it can take you anywhere, really.
So exactly.
I hope it's not too stressful, but I do remember the feeling. What have some major pressures been for you this year?
The career counsellors and also like my parents, you know, I always want to make them proud of me. And I also feel like I have that added pressure because my parents migrated here from a different country, that I just have this added pressure to be successful and like use the opportunity that they have given me to like make the most out of my life. So I feel like if I'm less than glamour and glitz and glamour and whatever, then like I feel like I'm failing. But I try not to put too much pressure on me because I know it's just life. If you're happy doing what you love, it's not that big of a thing. And, you know, jobs come and go, money comes and go, like, you know, but it's really the relationships that you build with the people around you that's going to get you through life. So, yeah, that's what I just keep thinking to myself.
Absolutely. And you've got to count your blessings too. I think as human beings, we psychologically are always looking forward instead of reflecting and considering our achievements. So things like Young Citizen of the Year and Murray Bridge. You've done a lot of work as well with council, haven't you?
Yeah, I did. I spent about like 2.5 years at council, and it started from me doing a project with them. I did a presentation with them for my passion project in year 9. About youth unemployment. And so my teacher was like, oh, I think you should really do a presentation to the youth council because I think they're doing something similar about youth loans or something like that. And I was like, oh, okay, I'll like do a presentation with them. And then after my presentation, they were like, so do you want to like join? Yeah, sure. But it was really good to have experience, not just doing leadership at school, but doing it out in the community. So
And that was about giving young people an opportunity to be entrepreneurial.
Yeah, it was. So the Kickstart Loans program was just a bunch of different speakers that we got from a bunch of different businesses, and they came and taught marketing and getting started and the finances and all that stuff, just to really give young people a boost in being financially independent and all that kind of stuff. So it was a really, really good opportunity, and the people that participated in it was very beneficial to them. So I was really glad that I was a part of it. So.
Oh, fabulous. With us in the studio is Year 12 student in Murray Bridge, Cheska Nicario, having a youth perspective on what it's like being in Year 12. How about your friends? How are they going? What are their thoughts? What are their challenges? Plans for maybe a gap year for anyone?
Oh, yeah. Well, I'm definitely thinking about taking a gap year. I feel like if I dive into school, I feel like I will probably have a mental crisis. But yeah, so my friends, they're great. They chose really challenging subjects, unlike me. I'm doing business innovation, design, a uni course, and psychology.
That's tricky for some people, though.
Yeah. But they chose all sciences. I have one friend who's doing Japanese, English lit, biology, and psychology. And I'm just like, go you. But like, personally, not for me. I feel like she's having a little bit of difficulty, obviously balancing all of that and also her personal life. But I feel like, honestly, she's got this down pat. She's going well. And I also have another friend who's super, super into sciences. So she's doing every single science. I think she wants to be a pharmacist. I can't wait for her to get her ATAR and it be like super, super good because I know she'll be completely onto it.
How can older people help young people who are on this journey, who are struggling, who are trying to figure out what they're doing with their lives, dealing with the pressure of exams in Year 12? Is there anything that older people can do to help?
One is just giving young people space to breathe and just be the ease of their burdens and not put pressure on them as much. You know, you want them to do well and whatever, but I think just being the person or the people they could go to seek relief from all of these challenges of schoolwork and exams and all that kind of stuff is really the most important part of it all, because you don't want them to be super stressed from school, come back home and then be super stressed around you as well. You want them to just give them some time and just space, like I said, just to like really just breathe and slow down and just be in the moment, because obviously at school you're thinking about the future, you're thinking about what's life going to be outside of high school and all that kind of stuff. So just releasing that pressure for them.
Yeah, and it's funny, isn't it? Because often that pressure that's coming from the parents and the families because they love them so much.
Yeah, exactly.
It can make it tough. Oh, well, I'm sure you've got a very bright future ahead and,
thank you.
See where it goes.
Exactly.
Yeah. You've got your whole life ahead of you. So it's so lovely to have you on the program, and maybe we can have a chat in future, Cheska Nicario.
Yeah, of course. I'd be happy to.